That's right. We're riding with the king on a Monday after a wild victory by the Phillies last night. We have a 1-1 series. This thing is heading back to Citi Field. And joining us right now to talk about it is Howard Eskett, sponsored by McGurk's Pub & Grill. Get ready for game days at McGurk's Lionville. Their newly updated bar is the perfect spot to bring your squad for all the Red October action and to enjoy the birds on Sundays. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, we're just fine, Joe. I'm just trying to, after listening to you, I'm trying to figure out which corner I can have my hot dog cart for the parade. So I'm just trying to figure out the corner. And today, and as we speak in seconds, a rare moment from me to Hugh Douglas. Kudos and compliments to Hugh Douglas. Rocky would be proud.
That's right. That's right. He would be proud.
It was too, hey, Howard, it was just too much, man.
It was a big hit. It didn't give him a lead, but it was a big hit. It got him started, and that's great. But, you know, there's too many, and he's not the only player that loaded with cliches, because too many players in today's world of post-game and pre-game and all kinds of interviews have cliches. A fictional character. You know, I'm trying to find a text to see if Rocky was proud, and I can't find the number. There is no number. I can't find it. Why don't we just get a lot of fictional characters? And then he also said, and again, what he did, and he had a couple of hits. And did he have a couple of hits or just a one home run?
Three hits. He had the single in the eighth, the single in the ninth, and then the home run.
Well, the ninth he walked, didn't he?
Yeah.
Didn't he walk?
It was him. Bryce or Castellanos? Bryce. Bryce had home run, and then I guess it was a walk later, yeah.
Right, okay. So, whatever. And then he talks about, we're going up to New York, and it's going to be a hostile crowd.
It will.
It's a road game. They always are excited, especially for the play. Hostile? Do we need security?
Maybe.
I mean, it's just...
Let them have fun? They just want... You guys are the biggest wet blankets. They just won one of the most dramatic playoff games in Philly's history.
Show some, you know, some real genuine, I don't, come on, he's smart enough. He's a very intelligent guy. He's smart enough. You don't need to use cliches and fictional characters. It was an exciting game, and, you know, we're pumped, and I could tell the fans were pumped. Don't give me Rocky would be.
Well, they did set him up with the heavyweight fight, back and forth. What do you want him to say? You want him to say Ali Frazier? What do you want?
Well, the media are idiots. Heavyweight fight. I didn't see.
You are the media. Yeah, you're in the media, Howard.
Well, yeah, but I didn't see a punch thrown. So I don't know if it was a heavyweight. How do you know?
It's a figure of speech.
Wait a minute. They're middleweights. They're not heavyweights. Alvarado's the only heavyweight.
I mean, come on.
Alonzo's kind of a heavyweight.
Hey, yeah, it was a great win, but I'm just complimenting you, Douglas.
You should feel terrible, Hugh.
Yeah. All right, Howard, let's talk through this thing. 1-1 series. How do you feel about the series? So the Mets got a split, which is what they wanted, but obviously the Phillies, you know, saved themselves yesterday from a big 0-2 hole.
Okay, so if you're the Mets, you're looking at, hey, all we wanted was a split in Philadelphia. Okay, the same thing San Diego and the Dodgers. All right, and that's what teams want when you play the first two games on the road. So they got the split. However, so they're looking at it, okay, we got the split. And the Phillies are looking at, yes, they had a win. It was bad that they lost the first game with their best pitcher. But they had to win the game, down 3-0. It didn't look pretty. But, you know, it was big. You had to. Once you lose the first game, you are deep, deep trouble. But, you know, this is not a gimme. The Mets are spunky is probably not the right word. But they play, you know, both teams play hard. I'm not going to say either team doesn't play hard. But, man, they just don't stop. I mean, the fact that they tied it up in the ninth inning, and they've done that before, and they won in the ninth inning in the first, what's the eighth or ninth inning in the first game. The Mets, I think, had a better record than the Phillies in the last month of the season. And they only had six less wins than the Phillies. So they're a good team. It's not a gimme just because the Phillies won. Now, what the Phillies did, they got some big hits. They got two out hits, which is not a common thing for them, which is really, really, really good. But I disagree with you, Joe. How about this? Compliment Hugh Douglas and disagree with you. That was a panic move, taking Boehm out of the lineup. And don't give me this Sosa's my energy guy.
Why?
What do you mean? The other players on the team don't have energy?
Well, I don't like the energy from Boehm when he looks like he's in tears when he strikes out.
You know, he's not happy with himself, but Sosa gave you no hits and an error. And Sosa's a nice backup player. But in the second game of the series, to go that, and I like Rob Thomson, but I don't agree with that move. And it didn't accomplish anything.
But no, really, I think it showed a sense of urgency. He didn't have that last October.
I think that was the move he was trying to, just to do something, trying to get the spark.
Okay, you're trying to do something. I think Boehm, for most of the season, not all the season, was their most consistent hitter. I like the way he goes with, no, he wasn't doing it in the first game. I like the way he goes with pitches. He hits the ball where it's pitched. He doesn't try to hit home runs. He just does what he's supposed to do as a hitter. And he didn't do it for one game, so they bench him? I mean, come on.
No, I think it's more than that. He didn't hit down the stretch. I mean, if you look at his numbers, he had a great month of April. If you look at Boehm since the end of April, it's been blah. I mean, he has not been very good for a while now.
I like Boehm. I mean, I like Boehm. I think, I really, of all the players that I looked at that made improvement this year, and I think he made improvement, and I just like the way he swings the bat most of the time. You know, who's consistent? What players are consistent in that lineup?
Well, Harper.
Well, Harper hit 280 something. He had his low moments where he wasn't hitting, but he had strikeouts. It's just, you know, when you look at, you know, it's crazy. And the two players that came into free agency at the same time, Machado and Harper, you know, their numbers are almost identical.
Yeah, strikingly similar for their careers. They really are.
I know. It's unbelievable. And Machado, and the Phillies were ready to go the Machado route because they felt Harper wanted too much, or Scott Boras wanted too much money. They were ready to go that route, but Machado didn't want to come here. But you look at that, so we know that Harper's, I think, a better player than Machado. But Machado, he's something about the guys on that team that really rallied. But I don't want to talk about Machado.
Well, we might see those two against each other in the LCS again in 2 weeks, a week.
There's a lot of good things about that because the Phillies would have the home field.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But there's one bad thing.
San Diego's
Eagles
good.
Play on Sunday, and that game would be here on Sunday.
Ah, now that'd be fine. 1 o'clock Eagles games and a night game for the Phillies
and
Padres.
You know what the parking lot would be like?
Oh, bananas. Stop worrying about that. That'd be an all-time day, Howard. Come on now.
And the switchover from the Eagles game to the Phillies.
Yeah, you walk right over.
Yeah.
I know. But, you know, the Phillies did the things. They won the game, so that's what they had to do. But I'm still concerned about the bullpen.
Mm.
Hoffman... We thought he was the guy, and I'm not so sure that he's – who is their closer? But the Mets are in the same situation. They'll have a good game from their closers, and then they'll garbage. What they did yesterday was perfect for the Phillies. And the Phillies, to their credit, hit – they threw up a lot of bad pitches, and the Phillies hit them.
Yep.
And that's what you have to do. And they did do that.
Howard, what's your feeling
Rocky
now?
Rocky would have been proud.
Very proud. I mean, those at-bats.
He'd be disappointed in you, though, Howard.
Well, that's not the first time. Howard, what's your feeling rest of this series here? What are we looking at now?
I think it's a five-game series. And the fifth game is Friday in Philadelphia with Wheeler.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be in better shape. Although the team ought to try to score more than one or two runs for Wheeler.
That would be nice, yeah. Give him some support out there.
Yeah, so that would be interesting. But, yeah, how can you not think it's going to – Phillies, I'd be surprised if they win the next two games. So you split, you come to Philadelphia, you play game five, and your best pitcher's on the mound. I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking at. It's a really good series. With two very good teams, Phillies are still a better team than the Mets, but the Mets are a good team. So you can't take them lightly. And remember, they lost, what was it? They lost to Milwaukee in the second game after winning the first game.
Yep.
And they came back and won the third game.
They did, in the ninth inning, yeah. They're resilient. They're tough. They're going to be hard out here.
They're not going to be El
Foldo. No, they won't, Howard. And if they win it in five here and it's a tough series, you know who will be proud? Rocky Howard.
Rocky would be proud.
Very proud.
Darn. I got to get a hold of Sylvester Stallone and see if he can track down Rocky, because he just played the part.
Maybe so. maybe he'll throw out the first pitch on Friday night, Howard. Maybe.
You know what? Why not?
That would be awesome.
Oh yeah, then
isn't
you'd
he
have...
filming the Tulsa? He's filming King of Tulsa, ain't he?
I don't care. Yeah, put that on pause. Get to Philadelphia. Throw the first pitch.
Yeah, well, I guess you're right about that. Yeah.
It'd be just perfect. Oh my God, it would be perfect. It's just, you know, oh my gosh, I can't wait for that moment. It would be just so special.
All right, Howard, quickly, just well, I'm going to sneak one football question in before we say goodbye this week.
Go ahead.
Howard, are you officially concerned that the Commanders are a good football team?
I don't know if concern would be the right word, but their quarterback is mm-hmm. good.
He bona fide. He looked bona fide.
It's just, he is good. It's amazing how the first quarterback taken, I would say if you go over the last 15 years, is not the quarterback that's the star in the NFL. He was this, what, the second?
He was second, right? Behind Williams, yep.
Yep, and I'm not a big Caleb Williams fan. But I'm concerned, I guess, yeah. And the Commanders, it'll be interesting. The first time they play each other is here. I believe it's a Thursday night game.
It is. I think November 14th or something. About a month from now.
That'll be interesting to see which quarterback plays better in that game. And I will say this. On Sunday, mm-hmm. because we know the Browns just flat out stink.
Right.
If Jalen Hurts doesn't have a breakout game, I am concerned.
This should be a lock win. It's their third straight road game. The Eagles off a bye. This should be the easiest win of the year.
They're like an 8.5-point favorite. I mean, it's a joke. It's just Cleveland is horrible. If he doesn't have, and I know Jim Schwartz is the defensive coordinator, and he usually does a pretty good job, but he's got to have a breakout game. And they'll run the ball, and they'll do all those things. But he's just got to be more efficient. And this is the game that you need to do it, because now Cincinnati, if they're not really angry with the way they're playing, they just can't keep on losing. And the following game, I think, is the following game at Cincinnati?
No, it's at Giants, then at Cincinnati.
At the Giants. Yep. And then Cincinnati. Yep. I'm sorry. Yeah, okay. And the Giants still stink. I don't care if they won. Seattle stinks, too. That's where everything falls into place, because the NFC is not that good.
It's not. It's more mediocre than good. We'll see, though. We're on agreement on this. The Eagles better blow this team out. Howard, we'll talk to you later on.
Hey, can you give me a little Rocky music as I get
it? I mean, always, Howard. That's there for you.
That's a staple.
Are you pumped up now, Howard?
I can't take it anymore. I'm going to go out and I'm just going to run all over the city.
All right, Howard. Don't hurt yourself. There he goes. Howard Eskin. With this, as always, spreading cheer. I mean, the fact that you're with Howard today, does that make you feel good?
It can't. I thought it was kind of interesting because that's the first time that's happened in forever.
That means you're wrong. All right, on the other side, your phone calls, and will Hugh apologize to Castellanos? 215-592-9494 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.